Hot on the heels of the Roman Catholic Church's at times controversial synod on the family last month, an interreligious who's who of conservative faith leaders have descended on the Vatican this week for an international colloquium titled The Complementarity of Man and Woman. The event itself, its guest list, and remarks Pope Francis made this week have led some commentators to express dismay and disappointment at what they see as a culture war love fest. Others have dug in their heels and insist Pope Francis would never backpedal on what they see as his relatively progressive stance on human relationships. Hopefully able to offer some more nuanced interpretation, Sister Janine Gramick is a Roman Catholic nun and co-founder of New Ways Ministry, a gay-positive outreach to LGBT people of faith. Sister Janine, thank you so much for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Oh, well, I'm very pleased to be here, so I thank you.
Talk, please, about the colloquium that happened at the Vatican this past week and why it got your attention.
Well, it got my attention, of course, because of my work with LGBT people over the years. I've been in a ministry for Catholics in particular, but all people who are LGBT and their families and friends. So, of course, it got my interest because the colloquium was about marriage, and I'm a big advocate of marriage equality. But the people at this colloquium were talking more about marriage between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of those individuals who you say look at Pope Francis and say he's backpedaling, I think he's not backpedaling. I think he's being true to his own beliefs and his instincts. I don't think we, those of us like myself who are advocates for LGBT people, should be looking toward him to change doctrine. And so our evaluation of him and this conference surely depends on our hopes or our presuppositions or what we would like to see. Does that make sense?
It does. What do you make of the fact that it appears that no LGBT names were on the list of those included for this? Does that bother you?
Well, it certainly bothers me. It doesn't surprise me, but it does bother me. One of my hopes and what I'm working toward is because I've put some feelers out or put some buzzes, you might say, in some cardinals' ears, is that we could have LGBT people at the synod in October of 2015, just as at the synod, the extraordinary synod that was in Rome in October of this year, which was about the family, there were married people present, heterosexually married people, because marriage and divorce was was on the agenda, but there were no LGBT people present. So my goal is to try to see that there are LGBT people present at the Synod on the Family in October of 2015 in Rome. But it doesn't surprise me that at this convocation there were no LGBT people speaking.
This may be a big question, but what have you heard from the colloquium that disturbed you, and what have you heard from the colloquium that encouraged you?
Well, I'm certainly disturbed by the fact that we continually speak of marriage in terms of male and female. What I think is more encouraging is to talk about what I see is the essence of marriage, which is love, commitment, devotion to a person. Francis, our Pope, has talked about LGBT people who are caring for each other, and a number of cardinals have made similar remarks. So statements like that are encouraging. But what disappointed me is the emphasis on man and woman.
I see. And I'm curious as to what you get from LGBT people watching what's happening and listening to the news, because what Pope Francis has said about not passing judgment on other people, what he has said in statements of respect for people in disagreement with him, a lot of LGBT people, I think, as well as a lot of us generally, have read that as support from Pope Francis, and honestly, it may be his compassion, and that we have thought that compassion was going to take it farther policy-wise like we hoped, and maybe we were wrong on that. Is that right?
I would agree with you in what you said, that many people have interpreted his kind remarks, his compassionate remarks, as an indication that doctrine will change. I don't think doctrine will change, but policies will change.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen policies already change in the sense that some bishops here in the United States that are known to be more conservative, or in my view conservative, but perhaps others would label them middle of the road,
mm-hmm.
They're making more compassionate statements.
Mm-hmm.
So the harsh rhetoric will change. Also, what we are seeing is that on the parish level, on the local level, pastors are becoming more welcoming to lesbian, gay individuals. So these are policies. It doesn't indicate any kind of change in doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Pope Francis is saying, not I think, I know that he's saying, because he has said this in his apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, he's saying, don't be concerned about the doctrine. Be concerned about our actions and what we do and how we treat each other.
Mm-hmm.
So those people who are hoping or expecting that Francis's kind remarks and kind words will translate into changes of doctrine,
mm-hmm.
that I think is unrealistic.
Sure.
As I just want to repeat, it's unrealistic, but I think this Pope is saying it's not important. Those things aren't important. I mean, when you think of what our Pope, this Pope is saying, this, as Christians, we need to follow Christ, who is the mm-hmm. the one that we believe in. Christ had no doctrines, had no sexual doctrines.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good way to put it. And I think you understand that people who are not in the Catholic tradition may have trouble distinguishing between policy and doctrine, but you have made the distinction very clear. I'd like for you, before we go, to share the premise of New Ways Ministry and how folks can get involved in your work.
Surely. Well, New Ways Ministry is a national and at this point international Catholic organization, and we are really devoted to reconciliation of the institutional church and LGBT people and their families and friends. And we do this mainly through education, because we feel that the real problem has been homophobia and heterosexism, and we need to educate people about those two realities so that we can have a more accepting and inclusive church and world. And people can get involved if they can please go to our website, www.newwaysministry.org. That's newways, two W's in there, and then ministry, ministry, all one word, .org. And there will be a host of things there that they can participate in. We have conferences, we have retreats. We're doing a pilgrimage in February to Rome and Assisi to see Pope Francis and Saint Francis,
mm-hmm.
the two Francises.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a host of activities that they can participate in. But one thing I would like to leave your listeners with is we are encouraging people between now and next October, when the bishops will gather again for the ordinary synod on the family,
mm-hmm.
to write to the Catholic bishops to express their views and really to tell their stories. Do they know people who are LGBT? Are they LGBT themselves or family members? And what has been their experience? It's so important that bishops hear the stories of LGBT people and their advocates.
I think that's a wonderful idea, and as we move forward, I think we need to have you on the show again and talk some more about that. Sister Janine Gramick.
Thank you. I would love that.
Sister Janine Gramick is a Roman Catholic nun, co-founder of New Ways Ministry, a gay-positive outreach to LGBT people of faith. Sister Janine, thank you for what you're doing. Your work is important, and thank you for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Oh, you're most welcome.